googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
Look, I'll explain it to you. Everything that you, your ego is here to protect you. So when people say alter ego, multiple personality disorder, anything, they are merely creations like that movie Split. Who saw that movie Split? Everything you experience in life, you create a persona for it. Like when you get on the phone and you talk with that, This is Henry Peacoat, and I'm calling about my cable. And you create this entity. Like, everything you do is for survival out of necessity.
I don't care where we going, you know, whatever. Me and these niggas going down if it's about that. But it was never about that because we didn't do nothing but pimp. We ain't trying to sell no drugs. We ain't trying to, you know, steal no bitch. We ain't trying to play no bitch. Well, I look like trying to play a bitch out of pocket. The bitch gonna be out of pocket, and I might charge her. But I ain't gonna waste my time trying to get a bitch out of pocket, man. I don't do that kind of shit. I'm way past that.
Because if the mind makes reality real, what is reality? Like, what's real can't be defined by external means, because...
Way past it. You looking at a nigga ain't never been to the pen or nothing, pimped all his life.
He ain't never been to the pen?
Never.
It's a beautiful time.
I'm telling you, man. You know, because I know how to stay out the way. And right now, my thing is to bring information to dudes to know how to handle women. Most dudes today, especially the youngsters, grew up with just mothers.
And survival are things that you create, that your ego creates. It's like personalities are creations of the ego. And you create them based on... out of necessity and survival, and out of trauma, repetition, and symbols. That's how your subconscious mind is programmed.
You know, and mothers are not wrong. They just don't know how to raise men. So what I'm saying is, if you want to sit up and, you know, be soft and empathize with a woman, see, this is one thing to empathize with a woman. But, you know, you could have sympathy. You could sympathize with her. You know, you could see what the hell she's saying. But to empathize with her, you're putting yourself in her place. You can't do that. That's what dudes do today. They mama taught them to do it. Because they mama mad at their daddy. And what I'm saying is, they don't mean to transfer this shit to the son. But they do. Everything that make you have nuts, you can't do around a single mother. You can't push nobody. I mean, that's the kind of shit make you be a boy. You know, you can't be no girl asking a motherfucker get pushed. Start crying. You know, motherfucker get pushed, you got to push back, motherfucker. What's wrong with you?
So they knew it was three types of people. They knew it was automatons, people who just go through life, oh, I'm just going to do what culture does. And then you got those type of people. And then you got the intellectuals. And then you got the spirituals. The spiritual people are composed of all three aspects. So they knew that because there were automatons and people who just kind of aren't really there, they're kind of just projections of the mind, they had to program reality for those people.
The English language is full of curses and spells, hence why we learn how to write in cursive and how to spell in grade school. Each week we wake in the morning to go to our jobs on the weekdays to earn a living. The translation of that, trance, T-R-A-N-C-E. Awake is a funeral for the dead. Mourning is what you do when you lose a loved one. You have to be in a weak daze to earn a living, since earn is the ashes, since earn are ashes for the dead. And job is Hebrew for persecution. And at the end of this, we get the weak end of the deal, and we're weakened. So, happy Monday.
Trey Walker, teaching us the true meaning of Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Fuck white bitches.
Just way too many people Bill Cosbying up around here and drugging these white bitches.
Just do it.
On that note, guys, get ready for your next comedian, the very funny Ian Ellis.
That was black privilege. Martin Luther King had a dream, and I demand an extra minute. So shit can be equal and also white privilege. This motherfucker. This is a new liberal motherfucker. You start the clock. Hashtag time's up.
Too soon.
Too soon. I hate this time's up shit. I'm sorry, fellas, it's over. That's what they're doing to men around the country. It's just playing them off the stage. Sorry, Aziz. You missed your cue, Mr. DJ. Time's up. Some of you have been slinging dick a long time. Sometimes you gotta quit playing the game before the game plays you. Bitches are angry. Hang that dick up. Trey has been slinging dick since the fifth grade. Don't even ask him about about nap time. Getting white bitches juice boxes. Black women are intimidating. I didn't date a lot of them because I was like, oh, she ain't gonna put up with my bullshit.
No.
White women will swallow that shit. Push those feelings way down. Players used to say, you know what white women are good for? Giving head. Time's up on that shit. That shit will get you fired from Walmart. I hate this time's up because they're taking victimness and making it into a fashion.
True.
They're wearing that shit. They're wearing victim on them. They're wearing black, but not for black victimness. That's how much white women are mad about black men being able to vote first. Like, he's a third of a person? What the fuck am I to you? And white men were like, bitch, if you don't get in that kitchen. I hate it because every fashion has a season, and eventually that season's gonna go out. We're gonna be on some new shit. And then some bitch is gonna get raped, and they're gonna be like, sorry, bitch, time's up. Should have got molested last year, could have got a book deal. We ain't doing shit for you right now.
That's true, though.
At least when they sell ribbons, money goes to that shit. We've not donated a dollar to a single bottom bitch. There's not one girl sucking dick for parts that got a goddamn dollar out of this business. Because a bunch of dudes got kicked out of the business. Aziz Ansari. Aziz Ansari, here's what I took away from the situation. I like to make it a teachable moment. So he went out with this girl, and he put her hand on his penis 7 times in 30 minutes. To me, that is a nonverbal sign that this dude's trying to fuck. Alright, we're always telling men, you gotta learn the signs. She says, we're moving too fast, that means no. Also, ladies, if he keeps putting your hand on your penis, that dude, he's trying to fuck. Used to be if a girl, like girls don't like to say no. So if a girl said to me, we're going too fast, I was like, we can work around that shit. Jane said no yet. Women don't like saying no. So I have a campaign. It's like a get out of rape free card.
Please explain.
Right, you don't want to say no, blame it on your flow. I would love to do this, but I'm cramping up. Alright, if that doesn't work, don't be afraid to lie your tits off. Don't be afraid to look at this man and go, I'm feeling you. Boy, do I want to do all that dirty shit you just said. But I gotta tell you, I have genital warts. And sexual diarrhea. That's where anytime I have sex, I violently diarrhea. It's not before or after. I shit on every man I have sex with. Shit on your dick. If they're still into that, you shouldn't be afraid to say no. Sometimes I hate this social justice stuff because it's kind of like little kids playing Ninja Turtles. Like, there's one guy that's the leader, Leonardo. One guy that's always dropping super facts, Donatello. One guy that's taking out his self-hate on everybody else, Raphael. And one guy that's like, fuck this shit, we should all get pizza. That's Michelangelo. And the villain is usually some big brain that's trapped in an unfuckable body. That just happens to be white. And the worst part is, it's all made up. And nothing actually gets accomplished, because we're just playing.
Truth.
All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night. Woo!
Guys, keep going for Ian Ellis.
Yeah.
Good job. Guys, fuck this place. Let's just get some pizza.
Fellas, these ladies, they don't want no scrubs. Hollering at them. It's over. Hashtag time's up. I just wanted to get off a couple jokes I meant to get off, but I didn't. So I had a conversation with KB this week on her new podcast, the Unpopular Truths Podcast, which is on Anchor, and it's coming soon to iTunes. As soon as it's on there, I'm going to download it, put it up on here as like a bonus episode. But most of my set tonight came from the conversation I had on that podcast. And one of the things I said was like, these dudes are making being a victim into a fashion. And it's like, if LA is the problem, you can't look to LA for the answer. Because if I'm abusing you and you come to me and they're like, hey man, can you give me a solution? Now we're negotiating. And that shit's not going to go too well for you because I don't have your best interest in mind. Because I'm a victimizer. It's one of those shades of gray. We got to at least make some money. Make some 1-800 numbers. Make something for these chicks to actually get some progress. I was talking about how social justice is like little kids' games. And it's like, because the rules are all made up. And it's a bunch of action. It's a bunch of noise without action, which means it doesn't really mean anything. Like, you gotta negate the necessity of the system. And the system is real. Like, LA is the kind of place where you gotta get in line to suck a dick. And these bitches are mad about the dick they suck, but they were in line to suck that dick. Like, the game is terrible. It's a terrible place. with the Aziz Ansari joke, I meant to say, like, you know, if a dude keeps putting his dick, if he keeps putting your hand on his dick, that means it's gonna be worse. It's not like being gay, where it gets better. It's not gonna get better. It starts with, I'm gonna put your hand on my dick, and it ends with some very compromising sexual positions. And that shit happens. I meant, you know, for the sake of you know, sanity, talk about how, like, sex is awkward. It's awkward in general. Like, I've had consensual sex that I regret. That shit happens, but not all consensual sex that you regret is necessarily, like, fucking sexual misconduct. Like, Aziz Ansari was acting the way I would expect a 30-something huge superstar to kind of act around a 20-year-old girl. Like, he was just like, hey, suck my dick. I'm Randy. Suck my dick.
How many of y'all clap if you use Craigslist? Hold up. I'm not talking about, hey, I'm looking for an apartment. I'm talking about, give me a concert tickets, I'll give you a blowjob. That kind of Craigslist. That's Craigslist. I saw a post like that once. This guy goes on there, he goes, this is what he writes.
What do you write, Randy? This dude was an idiot.
He goes, willing to give up 2 tickets for the sold-out show tonight. must be female, age 20 to 25, and be willing to perform oral sex for a half hour in my car. Must remove shirt and bra. Your friend can be there for security. I love that ad. The main reason is because he had to write must remove shirt and bra. That means he did it in the past, and the girl was like, hold on, you say nothing about my shirt and bra. And he's like, damn, I gotta remember to put that in the ad next time. I wanna see some tatties. If I knew I was getting a blowjob with a shirt on, I would've just went to the show. And then he puts on there, he goes, your friend can be there for security. That must be a tough favor to ask for though, right? Hey, Denise, it's me, Carol. Let me ask you something. You ever done any security work before? Well, it's nothing too crazy, but I'm gonna be blowing this guy for a half hour in his car, and I just wanna make sure he doesn't do anything sketchy. By the way, you mind holding my shirt and bra? Those are gonna be off. Now I, Randy, had tickets to that show. I didn't blow nobody, I bought them on Ticketmaster. And I got to the show, and you know what I saw? You know what I saw? They were selling extra tickets at the door! Extra tickets at the door, extra tickets at the door. Could you imagine blowing a guy for a half hour for sold out concert tickets, and then finding out they're selling extra tickets at the door? That's like blowing a guy for a half hour for sold out concert tickets and finding out they're selling them at the door. There's no other way to complete that analogy, because that's the shittiest thing that could happen to you. I thought about it long and hard, and that is the worst.
Now, at least I got in, Randy. It's a good show.
That's, I kind of expect that, and it's, I don't necessarily blame him for that. It's not cool. He's definitely super aggressive. And no means no, but we gotta end this shit of like, I'm scared to say no. Bitch, you better say no. You better say no. At this point, as far as we've come, you better say no. But not the victim blame. Like, it is fucked up. It's fucked up she did some shit she didn't want to do. But that's kind of sex for you. That's kind of being an adult. Is you going to do some shit you didn't want to do. Like Kanye West said, I know there's some dicks you wish you could unswallow. I know there's some dudes you wish you could unfollow. That shit, this is part of the game. It happens. We're awkward. Like, you want someone that gets it right, go to church. There's a Netflix special about a Mormon that this girl was so in love with him, she kidnapped him, tied him up, and raped him. Sexual misconduct. Nobody's mad at her. Nobody's mad she did that shit. And chicks are crazy. There's one thing I say about, like, I had a hard time thinking of women as people because I thought women were better than us. And I was disappointed when I turned out that they weren't, that they were regular. They had feelings. They had depression. Like, we all argue with people and think like they have their shit together and we're the only ones that are depressed. Everybody's fucking depressed. Everybody has low self-esteem. Everybody goes through some shit. And you gotta grow and get better. Everybody has sexual encounters. They're bad, but you gotta get better. And you know, Louis, he got consent before he did that shit. They might have thought he was joking, or they might have felt like it was awkward to say no, but he got consent. He tried. He did his part. As a, hey, I'm a creep. This is what I'm into. I don't want to do it if you're not into it. But if you are into it, let me get this. Aziz Ansari, he's like, suck my dick, I'm Randy. It's terrible, but it's understandable. TJ Miller, you know, he had a brain aneurysm. I don't want to be an apologist that apologizes for all these people. Because it's fucked up. It's fucked up if you cross the line. It's fucked up if somebody got hurt. If you got hurt, you don't deserve to be hurt. The most important thing to any victim is, like, that you heal as a person. That you don't let this define you. You're not a bad sexual encounter. Everybody has them. Everybody goes through that shit. And if it's like rape, like pinned you down and took the pussy rape, go to the police. Get help. Have justice prosecute this person. But if it's just a bad sexual encounter, it's okay. Everybody has that shit. It happens. I don't know. I'm just rambling. Hope you guys like tonight's set. I don't know how much stuff I got to cut into this. Because I got a crying baby waiting for me when I get home. You know, my... a baby will make you doubt yourself. A baby will make you go like, am I a good mother? That shit hurts. And they're just babies being babies. Everybody's like, when I saw my child, it changed my life. Ha, 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 ha. I saw my kid, and I was like, that's not a person. Like, everybody's like, you can't have abortion. There are people at such and such a date. My kid's like 3 weeks old. I'm still not sure he's people. It seems like a really needy animal. And it could be that when I don't sleep, I get down to my reptilian brain, and I just lack compassion as a fucking human being. Which is like, what am I supposed to do about that? If that's who I am, that's who I am. If transgenders can have rights, then surely some shit that's wrong with my brain that I can't control. Hey, you might not like it, but this is what I am. I'm a fucking reptilian. Could be. Cold-blooded. Could be what I am. Who knows? Better respect it. Alright, I'm rambling. But, yeah, man. Love the kid. Some moments are cool, and... then other moments I'm exhausted and he's crying and I'm like, where does the patience go? I really don't want to yell at this kid. He's done nothing wrong. He's just a baby. But boy, do I ever want to snap his neck. And a lot of people feel that way. A lot of people have been texting me like, man, a couple weeks in, I was like, fuck this marriage, fuck this kid, I want to get out. Some people were like, you know that when you see like a family get together and everybody's smiling and working together, that's the best 5 minutes of their day. Because the rest of that day, they're just stressed out and crying, and it's miserable. Like, a lot of people, it's a miserable experience. I'm thankful that me and my wife, we're like, we're past all of our shit. We're not like young people arguing over like bullshit self-esteem issues and insecurity shit. Like, we're solid on our marriage. This is another joke I meant to get off a few weeks ago. It was like, they say familiarity breeds content. But I have the perfect marriage because I only see my wife 4 hours a day. That's the key to a happy marriage. We've been together for years. Still don't know her middle name. Still don't know her birthday. It seems like I'm joking, but I'm not. I literally... my brain doesn't work that way. But also, I'm still happily married. Even though I don't know that, I still like being around her. I still like talking. I'm definitely going way off on tangents. Anyway, being a new dad, it's not a magical moment. It changes everything and melts your heart. It's a moment, like every other moment, like every good moment, like every bad moment, and it takes a while for them to learn. My boss tells me, like, once we get, like, to the 3 month mark where I get to start seeing, like, shit is clicking with the kid, like, oh, he says mama, he says dada, like, he's communicating, he's learning. It's like, it gets way easier after that. And just to everybody who's a new parent, Rashad Clark, shout out. You know, just hang in there. It gets better. just like being gay. It gets better. But it's going to be tough for a while. It's going to be tough. And that's just what shit is. I'm not complaining. I'm happy we're here. Every day I love them more. And, you know, I love family. It's, so far it's worth it. It's not a lot of shit I want to do twice. I'm not looking to have two kids. But it's worth it because... fucking, I love a kid, man. I love teaching a kid. I love thinking about being a kid. I love all of it. It's wonderful, but it's stressful, and it stinks, and it's awful. But it's wonderful. But it's, you know, it's like all that other shit. It's just like, ugh. But it's great when it's ugh. All right, y'all. My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
This is the part that really pissed me off. Chappelle's jokes should be judged on their merit, not on his skin color or the economic conditions of his childhood. And frankly, there's nothing all that provocative about the parts of Dave's act that were quoted in this article that need any kind of defense. Telling a woman who's bitching that a guy was masturbating on the phone to hang up is just common sense. She's not a victim and she shouldn't be treated like one. She's an idiot who stayed on the phone while a dude came in his own hand. Far more importantly, we shouldn't be apologizing for jokes. This garbage started back in the 80s with the political correct crowd telling us that if you laugh at a joke that's racist, you're a racist. If you laugh at a sexist joke, you're a sexist. Well, sure, you could be sexist and racist and laugh at those jokes. Or you could find sexism and racism to be abhorrent and still see the humor and perceived stereotypes and not have a stick up your ass and get offended at everything. A lot of people have turned their backs on the Kilroy Free Speech event this April in Phoenix. I'll link to Mr. Medeker's video for those of you who have missed all the controversy. For me, I lost any hope for this event when I saw Andy Worski's stream where he explained his idea for a panel on the limits of comedy was rejected as soon as he brought it up. I believe free speech should be a fundamental human right, and comedy is an important part of that. Oftentimes, the political world is influenced by comedians who push the limits. Comedians are granted more leeway when skewering sacred cows in societal conventions, and we need them doing that. Comedy can help us deal with tragedy, see the world through a new lens, and yes, even make us rethink our own beliefs. Humor is subjective, and you're not going to like every comedian or enjoy every joke. That doesn't mean it's not a joke. Nor does it mean we need some uptight jackass explaining why the offensive joke was okay because of the comedian's skin color. Alright guys, that is going to wrap up this one. If you're new here, please hit that subscribe button. If you enjoyed the video, please give it a thumbs up and share it with all your friends. Thank you so much for watching. I'm the Ranting Monkey, and I'll see you next time.
Chappelle is part of a strong tradition of black comedy that birthed guys like Dick Gregory, Richard Pryor, and Paul Mooney, the harshest truth tellers in history. It's a style that stems directly from the poorest black communities in America. Nobody is safe. Even your grandma can get railed on. And you better be careful, because her comebacks can make you cry. Humor, church, and storytelling have numbed the pain of oppression for generations of black people in America. And if you've spent time in one of those environments, you'll get it.
Your life makes me sad.